If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church.
In the end, it will work out for your good. And say, I believe God for a miracle.
The vision that God wants you to have, you must understand patience. Patience. He said it's for an appointed time. But he gives assurance. He says, though it tarries, what should you do? Why must you wait? Because it's God's vision. Now, being in a hurry is a cultural reality. It's a Western concept. We're capitalistic people. We don't like to wait. Hence, we have the microwave oven. Hence, we have the quick everything because we don't like to wait. It is a generational shifting of patience, and we've gotten away from it in the later generations, so much so that our children today, they're just void of patience. Everything is quick, everything. There are more fast food stores available today than at any time in the history of our great country. In fact, when I was a child, the only fast food store in our area was on Broad and Lehigh, and it was Geno's. It was only one. And so there was only one, but now everywhere you go, there are two, three, four in one block. Why? People don't have the time to wait for a meal to be prepared anymore. You run out and get it. You run out and get it. And there's a consequence to being very speedy, to being quick. And now we found that the consequence for all this fast food is a poor diet and obesity, diabetes, high cholesterol, and high blood pressure. But we would rather be sick than take the time to bake a potato, than take the time to steam some vegetables. We'd rather be quick. And we brought that mindset over to our spiritual walk. And so many of us today, being so swamped by the cultural realities of capitalism and Western philosophies, that we have ignored the biblical principles of patience and waiting on God. We've ignored the biblical teaching of specifics. Habakkuk says that the vision must be written. Why written? Because anything in writing gives you clarity. You understand it. Write it. It becomes binding when you write it because it's not floating out there on the cloud of your imagination. You can pick it up and read it and see what God promised. Why? So when it doesn't come to pass, you still have hope in your written message. Then he says the vision must be plain. In other words, don't lie to yourself. Be honest. Make it plain. Make it plain. Don't be deep when there's no deepness required. Just make it plain. He says that it will come and ultimately wait for it. In Exodus chapter 3, God calls Moses to the mountain and he tells him that he has come down to deliver them from the bondage of Egypt. And he's very specific. He says, I'm bringing you, in verse 17, into the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and a Jebusite. He's very clear when he says that this is a land that is flowing with milk and honey, but it is a land that is occupied by their enemies. But God's vision is not limited to a successful transition that means that you won't have battle. God's successful transitions include battle. Amen. So stop whining. Amen. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do and they still coming against me. Good. It's building character in you. Listen. When God comes to Moses, it is the fulfillment of the 400 years that he has spoken to Abraham. Moses comes at the end of that promise. God says to Abraham, your people are going to be strangers in a strange land for 400 years, comma, then I'm going to visit them and bring them out. He does not say that their final trek is inclusive in the 400 years. No, he says they're going to be in there for 400 years, then I'm going to visit them. In other words, the 400 years fulfills the promise that I made to Abraham. But now I've got to work on them to get them to believe me. So I need a little more time to work on them. I needed 400 years to prepare them for the vision, but a short amount of time to prepare them for the vision. You following me? I needed to get them in the position where they would be ready to go. If I had come for them at the beginning, they were still enjoying the fruit of Egypt. They were still enjoying a good relationship with the first Pharaoh. But there is a new Pharaoh that has risen up that does not know Joseph, and his bondage will equip their hearts to be ready to leave. Sometimes God has to send somebody in your life to make you ready to go to the next level. And sometimes there are people in your existence that's keeping God from moving, and he'll move them out, and they'll think that they're being blessed by God, and really what he's doing is getting them out the way. And it's very bad to learn that you were the reason why the ministry wasn't growing. I thank God for new wineskins. Now, let's go forward. Let's go forward, because as the Lord was teaching me from the scripture, sin is a horrible thing. I wish there was a way. There's not much written about the world and the relationship between the man and God prior to the fall. I wish we were able to see how he got along on this world. I really wish. The scriptures project the image that he could not stay godly for 7 days. It gives you that image that after the sixth day, God rests on the seventh day. And then the next week, it looks like the man messed up. I don't know if that projection is correct. But something was really good between the man and God. So much so that God brings all the animals to the man and he names them, and God doesn't change a name. It appears that there's a connection between Adam and God that was so great. It had to come from the fact that he was innocent. No sin yet. He wasn't holy, because holiness is incorruptible, but he was innocent because he simply obeyed God. Lord, help me. But something happened to not only the man, but his environment when he sinned. The total environment. Everything was in rebellion the moment he sinned. So now we have a world, get this, that was deteriorating from the fall. It took a long time to get to where we are. Man was living 600, 700, 800, 900 years. And this was normal. Living 100 years was not an abnormal thing for God. When you get back to the book of Isaiah, he says during the millennium, people will die at 100 years old and be called children. So in Genesis, you see all these nine. In fact, Enoch's the only one who has a short life, and he was 370 some years. So you start seeing how God is going with the deterioration. In Genesis, he says, man's days shall be 120 years, right? It's starting to go lower now. They were up to 600, 700, 800. Now it's 120. Then by the time we get to Psalms, it's 70. It's not a curse from God. It's the condition of a sinful world. When God made man, we didn't have diabetes and cancer and high cholesterol and hypertension that eats away at your kidneys. We didn't have that stuff that's killing us physically. So with the deterioration of life from sin, our vision became narrow. We couldn't see the goodness of God anymore. All we saw were problems. Listen to me carefully. Women did not see the blessing of God to have children in the later generations like they did in the earlier generations. In the earlier generations, you kick out a dozen of them and want more. Why? Because it was not as bad. You just kicked them out, right out in the fields. You just squatted, kicked it out, and move on about your business. I'm really... Set a seal on my mouth. Maybe that won't translate into Korean. But as we grew with sin, what's the primary emotion? Selfishness. Because it was selfishness that made the woman turn to the man to beguile him. Then it was selfishness that made the man deny God and eat the fruit. Selfishness. The first sin is clothed in selfishness. It's telling God, I don't want you to run my life. I want to run my life. And if I'm away from you, then I can run my life even if I run it into the ground. So what's happening? What is the devil attacking? Our vision. Vision causes you to ignore what God made you. Now, watch this. When you become a Christian, you have to have a vision for what God made you. God made you more than a conqueror. God made you well. God made you prosperous. He made you successful. He made you above it and not below. He made you the head and not the tail. He made you more powerful than the devil. So why are you down? Because your vision is obscured. You don't see what God made you.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
11316A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at betheldeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
The Bethel Deliverance app is now available to download for free at Apple Store and Google Play. You can tune into Sunday services through live stream, view video sermons on demand, listen to audio messages through podcasts, send prayer requests, communicate through social media, and you can contribute to the ministry simply by using today's technology. Get access to all of Bethel's media outlets and church events right at your fingertips. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download Bethel Deliverance to get connected today.